Hi, I'm Mark Budd.
And I'm Jair Briggs Davis.
And we're from Mark and Jair Explain Sports.
This is a tripod production.
The following is a tripod production. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. Mark Budd and Jair Briggs Davis, two friends growing up in the Big Apple, two friends who became sports writers at the top of their craft. Mark, the assistant sports editor of Drexel University's The Triangle. Jair, the color commentator and reporter at Curry College. On their own, they give their own unique insights. However, together, Mark and Jair explain sports.
Welcome to another episode of Mark and Jair Explain Sports. I'm here with my co-host, Mark Budd, and we also have a very special guest today. We have Jordan Williamson from the Curry College men's ice hockey team. Jordy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good, you know. Just keeping up in this quarantine, but things keep getting better, so that's good.
Right. Well, yeah. Go ahead, Jordy.
Yeah, I think things are starting to open up a little bit here in Canada, so I'm looking forward to getting out a little bit after this.
Definitely.
Yes. So, Jordy, you are a fan of our podcast, so, you know, we're lucky enough to have you on. My boy Mark, we have some questions for you, but we're going to start off with Mark first, actually.
All right, Jordy. So, first of all, it's nice to meet you, man. Appreciate you coming on today. So, the first question I have for you is, what was it like growing up with your father being a scout and assistant coach, like being in the NHL? What was that experience like for you?
That was always pretty cool. He was always busy, like going to different teams and working in different places. So I was fortunate enough to go to visit him and be able to travel and see some pretty cool and live in some pretty cool places when I was younger. And then on the sports side of it, it was always nice having like a dad with a sports background like that. And he taught me a lot about not only the game of hockey, but like how to be a good person too. And just be a good team player. So it was pretty cool. Definitely really cool.
What was the favorite city that you lived in while he was coaching?
When I was younger, I was pretty young. We lived in Berlin, Germany, which was pretty cool. I was pretty young, so it was all kind of crazy to me. But, yeah, definitely a pretty sweet spot there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Jordy, when you were in juniors, you spent a lot of time with Tarek Peronika and Tyler Lindstrom. Can you talk about what inspired the mac and cheese or the grilled cheese hangouts with each other?
Yeah, we played together in Winkler in Manitoba, and we had a lot of fun. We used to get together for lunch at least once a week, typically at their billet house because they lived just down the street from me. And we'd go over there and we would make some mac and cheese and some grilled cheese. And we started calling it like Grilled Cheese Wednesday. And yeah, we had a lot of fun and we bonded pretty quickly. And then I was fortunate enough to be able to play college with them down the road. So it was kind of like things came full circle and we picked up right where we left off in junior.
How heartbreaking was it when Tarek was traded though? And, you know, when the mac and cheese, the grilled cheese trio had to be broken up for a couple of years at least.
It was pretty tough because, it was a weird story. The three of us were kind of the newer guys. I was traded in there from Notre Dame in the SJA, and Tyler was traded in from Weyburn in the SJA, and Tarek came from the NA. So we were kind of the three new guys. So we clicked pretty quickly. And then on the same day, they actually both got traded away. So I was pretty chapped. I kind of lost two of my best buddies on the team in a matter of probably 20 minutes. So it was tough, but we still kept in touch. And then obviously, you know, to be able to play some more hockey with them in the future in college, it was a lot of fun. And just to be able to reconnect and kind of go off of that previous relationship.
Jordy, when your dad went out to different countries to coach and played a role for a team, how often did you go? Did you go with him a lot to these places a lot?
Yeah. So when I was younger, we used to bring like the whole family over there and we'd kind of live wherever he was like coaching or working. So we went to places like, you know, Japan or Switzerland or Germany and stuff like that. But as I got older, we ended up, my dad would go and work there and we would have kind of like home base in Canada. And then we would go visit him, you know, Christmas and stuff like that. So it worked out. It was kind of cool. Like his job allowed him to have the whole summer off. So it was a weird type of situation where he would be gone for say 6 months and then he'd be back for 6 months. So it was cool. He got to spend a lot of time with him in the summers and stuff like that. So
Jordy, when you moved from Okotoks, Alberta, all the way over to New England, you were definitely, well, I'm sure that you're definitely comfortable with it because of all your travel, right?
Yeah. So it was, anywhere you go somewhere new, it's a different experience. But for me, I kind of moved out of the house at around 16 to play hockey at like a prep school. So I was pretty familiar with living in a different area. I played junior in Switzerland for 1 year and then played in kind of all around North America after that. So I was pretty familiar with like different environments, but I would say like having friends, like I knew Leo Morrow before I came to Curry. So having people like that and just to kind of help me settle in was really nice. So it made it a lot easier.
Do you think knowing those guys before played a role in you like wanting to go to Curry College? Like, did they help like recruit you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So like Leo was my main point of contact and he definitely had some good things to say about the program. And then also Matt Heisinger being a Manitoba guy, me playing junior Manitoba, we had quite a few mutual friends. So I got connected with him through some friends and he also had some good things to say. So it made the decision, you know, pretty easy to pick Curry.
Was there any other schools that you were considering while you chose Curry?
There were some schools, maybe in like Wisconsin, kind of the Midwest area that I'd thought about, and upstate New York a little bit. But I always really wanted to go to school in Boston, just from the like kind of college city it is, and kind of the young atmosphere it has. So I mean, the sports history there is intriguing too. So it made it pretty cool to be able to go to Curry.
Definitely.
Well, you're very respected at Curry College and within the hockey community and known for being a leader. What big takeaways do you have from your freshman year, the 2016-2017 team with Sean Nelson as your captain when you were freshman, young one?
I really looked up to Sean. He helped me out quite a bit. And I just remember even in my senior year thinking like, you know, looking at some of the things that Sean did and how I could kind of replicate that type of leadership style. I really liked Sean. He was just a genuine guy, kind of like had time for everyone, always willing to help. So I kind of just tried to, you know, take bits from him and mix that into my leadership style and thought it, he was a good role model for me.
So being around hockey, obviously like your whole life, what do you remember your first NHL game? And also like who's your favorite team and player?
My first NHL game, I'm not sure when it would have been, but I remember when my dad was scouting for the Los Angeles Kings, we would go to the Flames games and he would bring me in like the back entrance with all the, you know, personnel and the players and stuff like that. And then we'd go sit at the very top, kind of where the scouts and some of those guys sit. And that was just really cool for me to be exposed to kind of the behind the scenes of the hockey industry at such a young age. So I was really just, my eyes were, you know, open and trying to take it all in.
Definitely.
And for my favorite team, I guess I grew up in Winnipeg. So I would say right when the Jets came back, I love the Jets. And then for favorite player, I've always been a big Ovechkin fan. Just because I love the way he just loves the game and loves to score. It's exciting. So,
Jordy, it feels like he grew up everywhere.
Yeah, bounced around a bit. That's for
sure. He grew up everywhere. Okotoks, Manitoba, Switzerland. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So do you prefer playing as a defenseman or forward? Like if you had to choose?
That's a good question. And I kind of played a little bit of both, but I would say wherever I play the most, if you know, I don't mind either one, and wherever I can kind of help out the most and get the most ice time, that's more fun. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jordy, since we spent our freshman year living on the same floor, what's one funny NCRH memory that you can share?
Mark and I. What does that NHCR mean?
NCRH is a North Campus Residence Hall at Curry College.
Yeah, so me and JB, we spent our first year at Curry in the same in res building, and we had a lot of fun. It was cool building, a lot of cool people. Me and JB definitely had our fun there. One of the good memories I would say would be when me and my roommate Anthony Trujillo, we made bunk beds. So it was kind of weird being 21 years old and living on a top bunk, but it was fun. It kind of reminded me when I was younger. So
yeah. So getting off that, what was it like being with Jair all these years, like every day? Like what was that experience like for you?
It's been fun. It's been good. Definitely seen him grow a lot. Especially like in his, you know, his profession, he's really become, you know, a lot better of a, you know, sports journalist and all that stuff. And just seeing him around the rink every day was fun. You know, we always love to, you know, poke fun at each other, and it was always fun. He was always enthusiastic and willing to learn. So it was pretty cool just having him around and working with him.
And so now you graduated, what are your plans for after college? Like, do you still want to play hockey or?
So right now I'm supposed to start work in September for an accounting firm in Calgary called Deloitte. So as long as everything kind of goes according to plan, that's probably where I'll begin my working career.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when we were out in Budapest, I remember someone was talking about Deloitte, and I mean, obviously, like, I'm into journalism and everything like that, not into accounting. My mom was talking
to I've me heard to Deloitte, yeah.
about it. She was talking to me in a cap about it, and she was like, yeah, they're going to Deloitte. Like, you know, that's pretty good, Jordy. Oh, that's very good, actually. Well, so Jordy, when you became a sophomore, wasn't your little colonel Victor Jansen?
I don't think if I remember correctly, I don't know if I had a little colonel that year. I remember my junior year, it was kind of a weird situation. My little colonel was actually Justin Catola.
Really?
Yeah. What is little colonel?
A little colonel. Oh, Jordy, actually, you explain it. I'm sorry.
So what they do is they kind of have like a big colonel and a little colonel. So one of the older guys on the team will kind of help out one of the younger guys that's coming into the team just with any, you know, housekeeping issues and getting settled and all that stuff. Like, so
it's like a mentor kind of thing.
Yeah. So for example, a senior would have a little colonel being a freshman, and you know, if they needed help getting set up in the dorm, or if they want to just take them out for a meal and kind of talk about life, then they would do that. So we had a transfer goalie named Justin Catola, and he was in the same grade as me, but he was technically my little colonel. You know, he was fine. He's been a friend of mine for a while. So we, you know, worked out and I helped him get settled in. So it was good.
So Jordy, I have a good question for you. Didn't you play with one of Ketsy's brothers or something in the past?
Yeah. So I had a brief stint in the NAHL in South Dakota.
Wow.
So actually Justin Catola was there as well as his stepbrother. And I think I got released in November and ended up going back to play junior in Canada. But so, yeah, I had met Justin and his stepbrother for 2 months or so back in 2015, I think it would have been.
Yeah, but and also, what is one of your most fondest memories with Justin? Like, how did you help him, like, learn the ropes of Curry hockey?
Well, he's a pretty experienced guy himself. He'd been around and seen a lot. And he was really, you know, just a true pro. Worked hard and definitely a guy's guy. Loves to hang out with the boys and have fun. So we definitely had a lot of fun. I would say just, you know, scoring on him all the time. he's going to love hearing that. But he's a good guy, and we definitely had a lot of fun. So.
Oh, we're going to have to send – Mark, we're going to have to send this episode to Ketsy.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, being that you played hockey for a really long time, what has been your worst injury in your career?
I had a couple of bad concussions over my playing days. I kind of – when I was 16 and 17, I had two back-to-back, and I missed pretty much 2 years of hockey. And then I had a third one in my junior year at Curry, and I missed quite a bit of hockey there too. So I would say concussion problems would probably be the biggest injury I've had.
And I'm assuming you've been in a fight in hockey, and do you enjoy it? Like, do you look out, like, do you want to fight? Or, like, I know some guys are all about it, and some guys are like, nah, I'm just focused on the game.
Yeah, I've dropped the gloves a couple times. I think three back in junior. And they're pretty exhilarating, but it does suck getting hit in the face. a lot of times, like, say, for example, like a line mate of mine would get hit kind of dirty. I would kind of, you know, have to drop the gloves to stick up for him. And sometimes they definitely worked out a little better than other times, but, you know, definitely all part of the experience. So
that's awesome.
So Jordy, in your junior year, you're in the leadership group. You and Anthony Trujillo were the faces of it, especially being upperclassmen. Did you feel any added pressure that year?
I wouldn't say it would be added pressure. I just, like, maybe a little more responsibility. But we had, like, such a good, like, energetic group coming in that year that it was pretty easy. They made things easy, and, you know, they all wanted to buy in. So it wasn't too much of a tough process. It was a lot of fun, though.
So, Jordy, how did you find out that you were nominated and won Male Scholar Athlete of the Year?
I got an email from the business faculty, and it just kind of said I was a nominee, I think, how that went. And then I waited for the online awards ceremony, and I kind of watched that with my family, and then fortunately won the award, which was pretty cool. So that's how I found out. Yeah.
Going into your senior year, you were given the role as captain, and where were you when you found out?
I had a meeting with Coach TJ, and he informed me in his office.
That was the spring of your junior year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I picked you as a C2, so.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I sat down with him during a lacrosse game, and he actually asked me about who I picked as captains. Now, here's another question for you. What was it like knowing Lindy was going to get an A, and thinking back about your time playing juniors with him, you know, seeing him grow up, and also, like, even Anthony, because you've been with him, for 3 years going into your fourth year. What was that like?
Yeah, it was really cool for both, because, like, I had known them both for a while and became really close with them. So just to be able to kind of form a leadership group with those guys who I really, you know, trust and respect, it was nice, because you know that, you know, they're going to have your back on decisions, and you can, you know, count on each other to, you know, call each other out and help in whatever makes the best situation for the team. So it was pretty cool.
In our senior year, we went to Budapest, and I also want to know, what was your favorite part of the trip?
I had a great time in Europe. Europe was awesome. Just hanging out with all the guys, like, you know, doing the whole plane trip. And then one of the highlights for me was definitely just having Zoli around to show us, like, kind of the city, the touristy spots, kind of the, you know, the behind the scenes stuff that you wouldn't see unless you kind of knew a local. And no, it was definitely cool. And it was cool to see him and, like, how proud he is of his culture and where he's from, to be able to show that off to all of us and have us experience that was just, you know, it was awesome for everyone, the whole group.
And growing up, you spent a little bit of time in Budapest too, right?
Yeah. So my dad worked there for a bit and I would go visit him. And just an unreal city, a lot of fun. You experienced it too. We definitely checked out the city and had our fun. So, and played a little hockey too.
Yep. Well, in a way you're kind of like a low key leader, but here's my last question for you, Jordy. Oh, I mean like a low key leader on that trip too, like Zoli, but, what's it like putting on your jersey and you have that C on your chest and knowing that you're like on a level of Curry hockey legends like Sean Nelson, Shane Tracy, and Zach White?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Definitely like an honor. Just, you know, to be in the same, you know, be a captain is just cool. You know, I tried to, you know, do it as best I could and take some points and notes from the guys that were captains before me and take what I like and then kind of throw my own flair in there. And it was pretty sweet.
Jordy, what did you get most out of being a college hockey player?
Oh, you cut out for a second there. What was the question?
Oh, it's what did you get most out of being a college hockey player, like your experience at Curry overall?
I learned a lot. It was crazy. Definitely just had a lot of fun and met a lot of good people. And I just learned from, I guess, watching other people and like leaders and watching people that are, you know, good at what they do and trying to learn as much as I could from them. And then just time managing that into your busy schedule, because as a college athlete, you're jam packed with stuff to do. So it was just a wild 4 years and I learned a lot.
Was it hard to manage doing like homework and as well as your practice schedule and all the games? Was it hard to?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. You find yourself getting into routines here and there and like, learning different ways to manage it. And then I would say my first year, I struggled with it a little more, but after that I kind of figured out how to do it and, you know, figured it out. It was a little easier as the time went on. So.
And then my final question, Jordy, is, are you finally going to follow me back on Instagram?
of course.
We had to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
So Jordy, how much are you gonna miss the peanut butter and Nutella bagel breakfasts?
Oh, I'm gonna miss them, man. Those are a highlight for sure.
So. Breakfast bars. Remember, so Mark, we were actually sitting down one day. I'm gonna share this story. We were sitting down one day and I think it was like Jordy was sitting down. Anthony, it was like dinner time, and Anthony goes like, "Okay, JB, make sure that all the boys, you know, they each get like, you know, make sure all the boys get a bagel first before the media guy gets one." Okay, you know, yeah,
the bagel bandit over there.
Bagel bandit. Yeah, no.
Don't cream cheese.
Well, you know, I sometimes brought my own rolls. Sometimes I brought my own butter, my own cream cheese. But yeah, I'm actually gonna. I'm gonna miss the mornings though. Getting up at 7 and going over to Pracky and seeing behind the scenes, going to practice. Yeah, it was fun and it helped me be better as a commentator.
Yeah, definitely a good time.
Yeah. But anyways, though, Jordy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We also have to give a major shout out to Tay on the Track once again. And Jordy, I hope that you can come back and you can visit us someday in the future.
Thank you so much, Jordy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I'd love to come visit.
Anytime.
So follow EX Sports Drexel and also give a major follow to Jordy Williamson. We'll throw out our little promo for him. And we hope you all enjoyed hearing from a hockey player.
To listen to more Tripod Productions, go to thetriangle.org/podcasts.